This is the greatest bar promotion ever created. Don't believe me? Just watch. Hey there, Dave Allred, the Real Barman here. Don't forget to subscribe for more spectacular tips, tricks, and strategies like we have in today's video. So if you're looking for the holy grail of bar promotions, this is it. Okay, I've helped my friends and colleagues run this at multiple bars, and it works every single time. I'm going to give you a little mini training on it right now. So get your notebook out, you know, sit up straight, spit your gum out, no talking. This is called the No Peaky Lottery, and it's a form of gamification, which is extremely powerful when it comes to marketing. Okay, in this instance, the form of gamification we're using is prize winning. Okay, people get themselves all in a tizzy when it comes to winning something, and we're going to use that excitement and those emotions like puppet strings to get people into your bar and restaurant so you can make a lot of money. Okay, I'm talking 5-to-1 return on your money, which is an insane ROI. Okay, so let's lay this out step by step. Let's start with the best time to run this promotion. Okay, I like to do it on a slower month like January or September so you can boost those sales, but you can do it just about any time you want and it will work great. I would only do it once per year though. Here's how it works. Every time you bring a check to the table of a guest, you hand out a scratch-off card. It's like a lottery ticket, but it's a card instead, so it's just a little bit bigger. Okay, and the more popular way to do this promotion, you'll see people hand out like sealed envelopes instead. That's the OG way. Actually, it's not even the OG way because they still do it that way. It's more like the MG way, the modern gangster way, I guess you could say. But the point is, it's a lot more work because you have to print out separate sheets of paper listing the prizes, and you have to stuff the envelopes. All right, and it's just not as cool. Okay, the envelopes are a lot less effective. That's why I started using the lottery ticket cards, because they are compelling and because they invoke feelings of anyone. That's right, winning the lottery. Okay, that's called influencing the subconscious mind. All right, next, what are the prizes, you ask? What do they win? What's underneath that little metallic strip that you have to scratch off? Well, we have 5 prize levels: bronze, silver, gold, platinum, and diamond. Okay, at the bronze level, the prize is a non-alcoholic beverage like a soda, iced tea, or juice. Very basic. Okay, at the silver level, we have a free appetizer. At the gold level, we have a free entree or a credit for the price of your average price entree if you want. So if your average price is $20, then that's what they can put toward a free entree. Okay, but you can just basically list it as free entree underneath the little scratch off. And then in the promotion rules, describe the average price rule that I just talked about. Then for platinum, you give them a giant gift card to your place, like $500 gift card. And I know that sounds like a lot, but it's worth it. Okay, just stay tuned here. Then at the diamond level, a 65-inch flat screen TV. So 2 big prizes mixed among a bunch of fun smaller prizes. It doesn't have to be a big screen TV. It could be an iPad or an Apple Watch or bike. Whatever you think will get people excited. Okay, and maybe even have someone who might donate something like that. Who knows? Okay, and excuse me, I'm having trouble here. And you can make the smaller prizes something else if you want. It's totally up to you. But this is what we do. All right, here's the great thing though. Everyone wins a prize no matter what. And you can tell them that. Everyone wins. And make sure to print out the prize levels and what the prizes are so they know what they're winning. Okay, so here's what the contest looks like, and then we'll break down how to get it all organized. It's not that hard, I promise you. It runs itself, and it's going to pack your bar, mainly because it's going to create a buzz, and people will be talking about it all over the place. So at the beginning of the month, if you're choosing, let's say August, because I want people to come back in September to redeem this. So every time someone buys something, it doesn't really matter how much, but I like to say that they have to spend at least $10 to get a lottery card. So it gives the card some value. So they can't just buy like a Coke and get a card. All right, so every time someone spends $10 or more in the month of August, you hand them a scratch-off card. And you tell them to bring it back anytime in September to redeem it. Okay, if it's already scratched off when they come back, it's void. All right, you need to make sure you include that in the rules. They have to wait until September. Okay, so now they come back in September. They say they want to redeem their card. You have a manager or a worker present, however you want to work it. And they scratch their card off to see what the prize is. And the curiosity and the excitement it creates as they're scratching the card off is fantastic. Okay, so they scratch it off, they see the prize, and you give it to them. Okay, that's the overview of how it works. Now let's look under the hood. First, how many prizes for each level do you hand out? In other words, how do you divide up the number of prizes for each level? All right, let's take a look. For the bronze level, 0. You don't make any bronze level cards. Why? Well, because everyone is expecting to get this card because the contest most likely has the largest percentage of bronze cards because it's the cheapest. All right, that's just common sense. So they're expecting it. But when they open it up and get anything else besides a beverage, they're very excited. They've already won. Okay, so right off the bat, they're getting more than they expected. All right, for the silver level, the free appetizer, 80% of your cards will be free appetizer cards. Okay, gold level, the free entree, 20% will be gold cards. And then for the two big prizes, the platinum and diamond, there's just the one each for those. Okay, so now let's go over the setup, the behind the scenes, and answer some questions. First, how many cards do you make up? Well, that's going to depend on how busy you are. I don't know your place. It's best if you can look at how many covers you had last year for that month to get an idea. But even if you order too many, you can always use them for the following year. Or if you order too few, you can see that you're running out and then you can place an order for more. Okay, but we're talking about more than at least 1,000 cards usually. Okay, I had one place go through more than 4,000 cards in a month. So in the promotion simulation I'm going to do in just a minute, I'm going to use 2,000 cards as an example so we can kind of lay it out. All right, next, how much do these goddamn cards cost? All right, 2,000 must be a fortune, right? Nope. Check this out. You can go to orientaltrading.com and get 48 custom lottery scratch-off cards for $7.29. That's about 15 cents per card. If you buy 2,000, it comes out to $306.18. And I'll leave the link in the description for that. I'm not an affiliate or anything. Just want to make it easy for you. So let's break this down with a realistic, no-peaky lottery promotion simulation. Okay, let's say that during the month of August, you hand out 2,000 cards. All right, that's about 67 cards per day. Okay, maybe you need more than that, maybe not. That means from orientaltrading.com, you're going to order 42 sets of 48. And that comes out to 2,016 cards, and it will cost you $306.18, as we just saw. Okay, for 2,000 scratch-off cards. All right, that's insane. That's a great price. So here's the breakdown of your prizes based on 2,000 cards. Level one, we're printing zero, like we said. Level two, the silver, we're going to do 1,600 cards. That's 80%. Okay, level three, at the gold, we're going to do 400 cards. That's 20% of them. And then at the platinum and the diamond, of course, we're just doing one card each. Okay, that means when you're creating these cards on the website, you need 1,600 free appetizer cards. That's what it's going to say under the prize. 400 free entree cards, one $500 gift card or however much that you want to make it for, and one 65-inch flat screen TV or whatever your big prize is. Okay, now let's go over what all of this is going to cost you. Okay, so we have zero bronze level prizes, so you don't have to worry about that. For the free appetizer, let's say that your average appetizer costs $12. Okay, if your food cost is at 30%, as it should be, or somewhere in that ballpark area, that means that the average app is going to cost you $3.60. Okay, then let's say that your average entree costs you $20, or costs your guest $20. Okay, at 30%, that means it's going to cost you around $6. Okay, the $500 gift card, that does not cost you $500 because that's your place, and if you multiply that by 30%, which is your food cost, that comes out to $150. Okay, so that's what the gift card is costing you. All right, does that all make sense? Then, you can find a quality 65-inch TV for like $400. So we'll say around $400. Or maybe you want to give away a larger prize for like $500 or $600. That's totally up to you. All right, you're going to have quite a large profit, so you decide. Okay, and then with all the times we've done this promotion, the average redemption rate is about 35%, meaning 35% of the people will come back in September to redeem their cards, at which time they will spend more money. All right, that's the whole objective here. So, whew, talking a lot. Let's lay all this out. With 1,600 silver prizes handed out, times 35% redemption, you'll get about 560 redeemed. Multiply that by the average app cost of $3.60, and your total silver prize level will cost you about $2,000. Okay, your gold level prize cards handed out would be 400 times 35% equals 140 cards redeemed. Multiply that by the average entree cost of $6 and you get $840. Okay, we already know that the gift card cost you $150 and the TV was $400. The scratch cards were $306. So if we add it all together, the total cost of this promotion for the month of August was $3,712. That's how much you're in the red. Okay, now, next we need to know the average spent per ticket redeemed. Meaning, you know, how much do people spend at your place when they come back in to redeem their ticket? Because they almost always stay and drink and eat. So from the times, the many times that we've done this, the average spent by the guest after they came in to redeem their ticket was $27. All right, and based on the numbers we just calculated, 702 tickets were redeemed. Okay, so let's check our return on investment here. 702 tickets multiplied by $27 equals $18,954. And if you subtract your costs we just went over, your profit is $15,242. That is a 510% return on investment. Wowza. All right, how can you go wrong? All right, once you get the cards made, all you're doing is handing them out and waiting for them to come back. It's self-executing. Okay, now here's something else I want you to consider. The redemption rate is 35%, right? That means that there is a 65% chance that the gift card and the TV aren't even going to be redeemed. But if you want to be a good guy or gal, maybe you want to give them away no matter what. And that, this actually works in your benefit if this happens. Okay, even if nobody shows up to claim them, because it's going to create even more excitement. So if that's true and you do want to do that, when people redeem their cards, write their name on the card, their full name, and put it in a giant barrel or container of some sort, and keep them, just in case the big prizes aren't redeemed. Then you announce on such and such date when the contest is over that you're going to pull a card or cards if neither one redeemed, because they weren't redeemed. You tell everyone, hey, they weren't redeemed. We're going to have a night where we pull a ticket. Okay, we're going to pull it out of the barrel, and that person will win the big prize. Okay, and if they aren't there for the card pull, you pull another one until you find someone who is there. And imagine how busy you're going to be on that night. Okay, it's an extra promotion night to get people in. Okay, there you go. How freaking awesome is that promotion? All right, and before we go, let's talk quickly about the rules that you need to post for the contest. You can add to this rules list if you want, but make a big poster of it and hang it somewhere so nobody can dispute the rules. Okay, and the rules are pretty basic. Number one, they must spend at least $10 to get a card. Number two, they can't scratch the ticket until the redeem month, and then they bring it back and they scratch it right in front of you. And they can only scratch one ticket per visit. They can't bring in like 15 tickets and redeem them all at once. All right, this gets them to come back more if they have more tickets, which is even more sales for you. Okay, and that's it for my rules. So there's the best bar promotion I've ever found. And by best, I mean most effective and most profitable. And it creates a buzz about your place that they won't soon forget. Okay, you want to make sure to promote it everywhere on Facebook, to your email list, create some table tents, have your staff hand out the cards as people check out and explain to them what it is. You know, have them talk about it to everyone to get them excited. And then watch the money come rolling, rolling, rolling right into your bank account. Okay, so hope this helped inspire you to run a truly amazing bar promotion. I hope you make millions. I want to thank you for hanging out with me today. I'm going to see you next time. I'm out.